who will march against Bush? This is Geoff Parrish. So here's the question I've been getting all week. Given an illegal war in Iraq, Katrina, several different cases of George Bush breaking the law and declaring himself above it, endless other abuses, a threatened war in Iran, and a complete lack of congressional action against a president many Americans are alarmed and angry enough about to want impeached, given this threat to our country, given all that, how come immigrants can flood the streets and Bush's critics can't? It's very simple. Many of those immigrants, legal or not, feel they're marching for their lives. Bush critics don't have that sense of urgency. Most of us read about the latest abuses and depredations of the Bush cabal and then swear or sigh and go on about our lives. That's the difference. Sad, but true. Beyond that, remarkably enough, critics of Bush, even though we're now a majority of the country, don't have the media infrastructure that immigrants have. The driving force behind the turnout for many of these rallies has been promotion by Spanish language radio. LA has at least a dozen such radio stations, and almost all of them banded together to help turn out up to a million people. Same thing happened in Chicago, in Phoenix, in Miami, in Dallas, Houston, Atlanta, New York, DC, and on across the country. The liberal blogosphere, or Air America, can't do that. They can't do it, and mainstream media won't. The critics of Bush who have been marching, primarily anti-war groups, have been ineffective. To date, the sponsoring organizations and rallying cries of such marches have been solidly leftist, sometimes extremely so, and turnout has been below expectations. Most political leaders haven't taken these events seriously, and so mainstream media hasn't either. And so most of the people upset about the direction of our country not only don't know about the protests, but don't share the organizers' political sensibilities anyway. The problem we face isn't just the Iraq War, it's the man who launched it. The problem is the Bush administration itself, and a feeble Congress in which both parties are allowing Bush and his cronies to run roughshod over them. What's been so inspiring for anybody who's actually attended one of these immigrant marches is that these are people who love this country. Flags are everywhere. The marchers want to be here. They chose to come here, sometimes at great risk, sometimes giving up everything in the process. They want nothing more than to be given a chance to be part of this country. They believe in the promise of America, even as it is in danger of being destroyed. That, not the constant foreign policy criticisms that are the hallmark of anti-war marches, needs to be the primary focus of any anti-Bush mobilization, too. That is what will resonate. It needs to be positive, hopeful, and insistent. We're seeing our country being stolen from us. We want it back. We demand it back. We love our country, and we're not about to stand by and watch while a bunch of Machiavellian, failed oil patch executives take it from us and wreck it. We believe in the promise of America, even as it is in danger of being destroyed. That's the message. Don't count on the Democratic Party to act for us. Even if they win a House of Congress in November, by the time any investigations have confirmed enough evidence, or enough egregious evidence, it will be too close to 2008, and impeachment will be ruled out as too politically risky. No, the only route is if Republicans come to understand that without impeachment or a resignation, unless Bush is stopped, even in the next couple of years, public disgust and anger is so widespread that Bush will soon destroy their party. It is in their interest to disavow him and hold him and his administration accountable for their crimes. That process can start right now. It need not wait for an electoral earthquake in November, but it requires widespread popular demand, a message of love and concern for our country, a message that resonates with disgusted conservatives every bit as much as with independents, grassroots Democrats, and lefties. If you believe the polls, the numbers and passion are out there for a mass movement to demand that George Bush be held accountable for betraying the sanctity of his office. Is the urgency there? Can it be organized? We'll never know unless we try. From KBCS, for the Pacifica Network, this is Geoff Parrish.